If you have to fake the fire, it's already fucking dead. And that's the truth most entrepreneurs don't want to admit. You know, we'd rather light a candle, write a list of affirmations, call it resistance, and just keep pushing the corpse of something we already outgrew. Right? But let's cut straight through it. If it doesn't light you the fuck up, it's over. If it drains you, it's over. If you're justifying it in your head, it's freaking over. Okay? And yet, instead of ending it, what do most people do? They start bargaining. They start circling. They start dressing up their hesitation as, you know, strategy, as alignment or refinement. And then they call it closure. Let me tell you a story. There was a season where I was doing the thing, you know, always doing the thing, push harder, build bigger, launch anyway. You know, I don't stall. I don't circle. I move. But during that season, I caught myself fabricating enthusiasm like it was a full-time job, you know, endlessly journaling about why the fuck am I possibly be holding myself back, trying to reverse engineer motivation for programs I had poured endless hours into. And on paper, they looked flawless, seemingly perfect for someone like me, you know, the kind of shiny little empire that made sense to everyone except me. Because every time I looked at them, my body screamed just ugh. And then came the shame spiral. You know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just push harder? Why can't I sell this like I used to? But the truth wasn't that I was weak. The truth was that I had already outgrown it. See, some people hesitate for years. They wait for clarity. They crave closure. Not me. I'll push. I'll muscle through. I'll keep doing the damn thing long past its expiration date until I burn myself out, forcing enthusiasm for something my soul already buried months ago. And one morning, staring at my website, staring at my so-called empire, I finally admitted it. It wasn't fear. It wasn't resistance. It wasn't misalignment. It was just done. So I did what most people are terrified of. I hit delete. Not a rebrand, not a pivot, not a thank you for the memories letter to my email list. Just delete. Gone. And the second I did it, it was like breath, space, fire. The floodgates opened, ideas poured in that actually lit me up, and clients started showing up who matched who I'd become. Not the version of me from, you know, like 2 years ago. That's conviction. Conviction doesn't wait for clarity. Conviction doesn't wait for closure. Conviction doesn't care about how many hours you poured in or how much money you invested or how much people expect from you. Conviction just fucking moves. But let's zoom out. Why do entrepreneurs cling to closure in the first place? You know, because culture trained us to. We're told to end things gracefully, to have the polite conversation, to leave on good terms, to look professional while we bail. In other words, be a good little girl, be a good little boy. Don't rock the boat, don't burn bridges, don't let anyone think you're flaky, impulsive, or ungrateful. And what's the cost of buying into that conditioning? It's years. Whole years lost to pretending something still has life in it when it's been dead for months. You know, closure isn't noble. Closure isn't resilient. Closure is self-sabotage in a business suit. Because while you're performing your closure ritual, here's what's really happening. Your dreams are suffocating. Your creativity is bleeding out. And your next move is padlocked. And the punchline? Nobody is applauding your closure ceremony anyway. They have already moved on. You're the only one still lighting candles at the coffin. Okay? Now, let's talk psychology. Behavioral economics has a term for this, you know, the sunk cost fallacy. We all heard it. Humans are wired to overvalue the things we've already invested in. Time, money, effort, even when those things no longer serve us. And that's why you stay in the debt program. That's why you keep the wrong client. And that's why you babysit the offer that drains you every time you look at it. Because you don't want to waste what you've already put in. But newsflash, you're already wasting it. Every extra day you cling to something debt, you're compounding the loss. And let's be honest, entrepreneurs are the worst at this because we glorify resilience. We celebrate the ones who stick it out, give it another chance, you know, fight to the bitter end. Sounds noble, right? But underneath, that's not resilience. That's just fear. Fear dressed up as virtue. Here's the real resilience. It's being loyal to your big dreams, not to your old projects, not your sunk costs, not to your outdated identity. The real resilience is saying, if it doesn't light me the fuck up, it's over. No apologies, no explanations, no closure rituals, because here's the raw truth. The longer you wait, the heavier it gets. And that project you should have dropped, now it's killing you and you're calling it burnout, right? And that client you should have released, now they're sucking the oxygen out of your entire business, right? That identity you should have left behind, now it's a straitjacket. Closure wastes years. And conviction changes them. So let me bring this back to you, my dear wildling. What are you fabricating fire for right now? What's the thing you're forcing enthusiasm for, even as your body screams no? What corpse are you babysitting? Because if you have to fake the fire, it's already fucking dead. And conviction doesn't wait. Conviction deletes. Conviction doesn't give you 6 months of grace. Conviction doesn't make you look pretty. Conviction doesn't apologize. Conviction just hits delete and never looks back. And here's what happens on the other side. It's breath, it's freedom, it's fire. Ideas that actually belong to the you of now, not the you of last year. Clients who show up because they're magnetized to your current frequency, not the outdated one. Energy that flows instead of energy that has to be fabricated. That's what conviction gives you. And that's what closure will always steal. You know, this is why I created my brand new fire code training, Delete the Debt, because I know too many entrepreneurs wasting their power babysitting corpses, you know, clinging to debt offers, propping up clients they should have released months ago, right? Entrepreneurs fabricating fire for programs that they no longer even believe in. And I built this fire code as a full contact power DNA activation. It's not a clarity workshop, not a rebrand strategy, not a journaling exercise. This is about burning the dead weight, about ripping the brakes out, about igniting the conviction to delete what's already done and to follow the fire into what's bigger, wilder, and more you. Okay? In this fire code, you'll get savage clarity on what's dead and done, the conviction to hit delete without apology, and the ignition to chase the fire that terrifies you, because that's where your next level actually lives. But here's the truth. If you're fabricating fire, you're not resisting, you're not failing, you're just craving something bigger. So just stop fabricating, stop babysitting, stop circling, delete the dead, follow the fire. So here's the dare. If this episode hits you in the chest, DM me the word delete and I'll send you the link to join. No waiting, it's no pitch, it's free. No graceful closure ritual, just conviction. Because if you have to fake the fire, it's already fucking dead. And your job isn't to resuscitate it. Your job is to delete and rise.